2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this hour. We set a new heat record today in Salt Lake City. The National Weather Service says the temperature hit 103 degrees at the airport. The previous record was 101 back in 1974, and it could be even hotter tomorrow. Not only does the scorching heat turn your leather seats into molten lava and force you to crank up the AC, it's dangerous. Intermountain Healthcare is urging us to be careful and warning us that it's easy to get sick from the high temperatures. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Doctors say very real issues happen when people push themselves and ignore the warning signs of heat-related illnesses, like fatigue or nausea. And when they do, they have more severe problems like cramps that last for hours. Doctors say the lungs like to have the temperature just right, so warm air is fine, but hot air feels suffocating.
Plus, the high levels of ozone will be a real issue for people with lung problems, including those who have recovered from COVID-19. It is so hot in Nevada, the Las Vegas Raiders are changing their practice schedule with expected highs of 117 or 118 degrees this week. The Raiders are moving minicamp activities to early mornings. The NFL team does have an indoor facility in nearby Henderson, but it's pretty tough to fit an entire 90-man roster and staff inside. Fire departments around the state are doing what they can to keep their crews safe with the increased fire danger. Now, the heat can create dangerous situations for firefighters with the extra gear that they wear and the strenuous work they do. Salt Lake City Fire Captain Tony Stowe says hyperthermia happens fast.
A lot of people are familiar with the term hypothermia, which would be a cold-related injury or illness. Hyperthermia is anything considered 104 degrees Fahrenheit or higher internal core temperature.
Captain Stowe says the same goes for people who work outside, like construction workers. The heat is not deterring people from hitting Utah's national parks, and the overcrowding is getting national attention. The Wall Street Journal this week recounted some frustrations that tourists have suffered trying to get into the parks. Local travel guide and blogger Bob Grove says it's a growing problem, but he tells KSL's Davin Dujanovic that there are some ways that people can avoid the bigger crowds.
If you can get off the pavement, you're going to get away from the crowd. So that's one of the recommendations I make is try to get away from the populated areas where the pavement is.
Grove is among local business owners who oppose a reservation system for entrance into the parks. He says requiring reservations makes it more difficult for people to plan and carry out their trips. The status of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments is one step closer to having an answer. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports that Interior Secretary Deb Haaland has recommended the monuments be fully restored.
Two sources telling the Washington Post that Haaland is urging President Joe Biden to fully protect the two Utah monuments and one in Massachusetts. The plan would expand the boundaries at Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. All of Utah's delegation opposed the move and even recently penned a letter urging President Biden to work cooperatively on a solution. Senator Mike Lee urged Haaland when she was here in April that the move should be considered through legislation, not executive action.
No word yet on whether President Biden will indeed expand the monuments. However, he has said that he favors it. days ahead of meeting with Russia's president. President Biden is outlining what he plans to talk about with Vladimir Putin. During a speech this afternoon after meeting with NATO leaders, the president said that there are areas the U.S. and Russia can work
together. What I'll convey to President Putin, that I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but that we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities.
The president also addressed Russia's involvement in Ukraine. He says the U.S. fully intends to help Ukraine maintain its physical security. Senate Democrats are petitioning U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for details of a Trump administration leak. ABC's Alex Perche has the latest from Washington.
In a letter to the AG, they say they want details of the predicate used to obtain secret subpoenas of metadata from members of Congress, their staff, and family members. Garland said the Justice Department is tightening the rules of obtaining records from members of Congress after revelations the DOJ secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media under former President Trump. Reports surfaced last week the DOJ secretly subpoenaed Apple in 2018 for metadata for two Democratic members of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff and Representative Eric Swalwell, as their committee was investigating Trump's ties to Russia. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced three major initiatives today in continuing their partnership with the NAACP. The church will fund millions of dollars in scholarships, a new fellowship, and humanitarian work. President Russell M. Nelson says together they can make a difference.
These efforts represent an ongoing desire of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to teach and live the two great commandments, to love God and neighbor.
The scholarship and fellowship will be overseen by the United Negro College Fund to help young black students in the United States. The humanitarian money will go to partnerships in six metro areas for inner city service work. KSL News Time, 5:05, and it's First Look Traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Magnet drivers, heads up. We have a KSL traffic trooper saying there is police activity affecting traffic, especially southbound traffic at 80th West and 3500 South. We still have fire crews wrapping up this earlier roadside fire. Southbound I-215's West Belt at about 800 South. Traffic is getting by. Still some backups on those I-80 transition ramps and delays for Davis County drivers. Northbound I-15, Kaysville up to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.